Okay, we gotta get moving because it's almost Pesach. Okay, we're in the middle of Bidikas Chametz. It's Thursday night. You have to do Bidikas Chametz right away. Before Bidikas Chametz, you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to learn, you're not allowed to do anything because you have to do Bidikas Chametz right away. Therefore, the dinner is like this. If somebody davens ma'ariv with a minyan in shul, so you daven ma'ariv with a minyan, and then you go home and do Bidikas Chametz. But when you go home, you can't eat, only a snack. You can't learn, you can't do anything, you have to do Bidikas Chametz right away. Somebody always davens ma'ariv with a minyan. Always. And that night, they're not davening with a minyan. They should daven ma'ariv first. Because they're going to forget to daven ma'ariv because they're always accustomed to davening in a shul. But a person that usually doesn't daven ma'ariv with a minyan, they should do Bidikas Chametz before ma'ariv. So a lot to talk about that in halacha, but that's the halacha l'maisa. So you take the 10 pieces of bread. Each piece of bread should be less than a kazayas. Together it should equal a kazayas, all 10 pieces of bread together. You put them out in different places, and then you take a candle, and practically speaking, also a flashlight, and we're going to discuss about that in a minute. You take a candle with a feather, with a wooden spoon, we'll discuss the reason for each one of those. Right afterwards, you come home, and you make Bidikas Chametz. Now, the bracha you make, Tzivanu al Bir Chametz. Even though you're not burning the Chametz until the next day, Bir Chametz means burning the Chametz. Nevertheless, the purpose of searching for the Chametz is that you burn whatever you find in the Chametz. So, Bidikas is really the preparation for the burning, that you'll have Chametz to burn. Therefore, the bracha is Tzivanu al Bir Chametz. You're not allowed to talk between the bracha and the beginning of the searching. Because you made a bracha, you have to start searching right away. It's preferable, in halacha it says, not to talk throughout the duration of the Bidikas Chametz. But that halachically, if you have to talk, you know, you can talk. After you finish doing Bidikas Chametz, now, Bidikas Chametz doesn't mean you go like a candle and look in the room and say, okay, good. You have to go down and get in all the corners and make sure there's no Chametz, which today, in our world, you can have drawers that you put chametz into, women's pocketbooks that you put chametz into during the year, candies and pretzels and gum and things that could be chametz. All those need to be checked for chametz. In halacha it says kids' pockets. The kids always put food in the pockets. Also technically needs to do bedikas chametz. Whoever it is, in halacha, by the way, it says interesting din, that a bathroom... Halacha says in a bathroom you don't need to do Bidikas Chametz. Why? Because you don't bring food into a bathroom. So what do you say? You brought Chametz into it. But today that doesn't realistically apply. Because today you have other things in the bathroom that could be Chametz. You can have toiletries, you can have medications, you can have perfumes. Some of these things could have Chametz in them. Some of them have oats in them, which is really Chametz. It's edible, not edible, that's a different issue. So today you have to really go through the bathrooms also and make sure that there's no chametz in the places that you're leaving open. What?
But those oatmeal creams that you're not going to use, is it, you have to hide them also, or is it okay you're not going
to
use
It's better to put them away. Again, any cream is nifsum mechilas kelev. So it's not really a problem, even though halacha says if you can avoid it, you have to avoid it. The bigger shaila is in liquids. If you have a liquid that has chametz in it, alcohol in the liquid, there's a din that's called efshel seichei. It's possible to squeeze out and separate the chametz from the non-chametz, and that is a much worse thing. But today, people have things, who knows what they have in the bathrooms today, that it could be chametz. You have to check it. You have to do Bidikas Chametz in your car. Because a car is a place that you've been chametz into during the year. So therefore you have to do Bidikas Chametz. You have to do the trunk. You have to do the inside the car, in the glove compartment, in between the seats. Wherever it is, underneath the seat, you need to make sure you do Bidikas Chametz. Because again, it's a place that you do, you have chametz all year.
What if, like for example, under that opening, there's no access to it. Nobody gets to it. If there's chametz.
So the halach is something which is buried more than 3 tefachim. To like 10 inches. So a dog can't get it anyway, so it's considered destroyed from the world. Technically, just to go back into the kitchen a minute, technically there's no halachic obligation to move away your fridge. To move it away, because there might be chametz under it. And you move it away, you'll see there might be a few crumbs of chametz. Alpidin, you don't have to do that, because it's buried under something which is more than gimel tefachim, more than 3 tefachim. So alpidin, you wouldn't have to go move it. Yeah, heavy furniture, you don't have to move. Now, you have to be very careful, because Al Pidin, you have to check under the beds. You have to check in the corners. And you're going to go with a candle under the bed. You're going to go with a candle near the drapes. God forbid, the house can catch on fire. It won't be as bad as Notre Dame burning, but it's going to still be a problem with, God forbid, there are many, many, many houses. I remember when I was growing up, there was a house in Chicago, a bunch of 8 kids from family. They were doing B'digas Chametz. One of the kids was with a candle, and he caught on the drapes, and the house burned down at a Pesach night. Mamish lost the whole house. Baruch Hashem, families took in the kids, and the family for the entire Pesach. It was wonderful. I mean, that part was wonderful. But you have to be very careful. So in those places, or in a car, or anything else, then use a flashlight. Because if you can get to a place better with a flashlight than you would with a candle, so I'll be then, there's better to do a flashlight than a candle. What?
Is this search a symbolic search?
No, it's not a symbolic search.
But didn't you say some people, they have one room, and they would take them 12 hours?
That's not symbolic. If anything, it's the opposite of symbolic. The Alter Rebbe had one room and took him a whole night B'dikas Chametz. The Rebbe also took very long B'dikas Chametz, they say. You have to search for the Chametz. It's internal Chametz, whatever. But halachically, you have to search for the Chametz. Now, after you find the 10 pieces of bread, okay, the reason why I said you make each one less than a kazayas, but all together they should be a kazayas, between all 10 pieces of bread together. Because if you have a piece of Chametz, which is a kazayas, and you can't find it, then you have to keep looking until you find it. Because bittul doesn't cover, nullification of chametz doesn't cover something that's bigger than a kazayas. So if it's smaller than a kazayas and you can't find it, then you can rely on bittul. The reason why you want all 10 pieces together to be a kazayas, because then you get a mitzvah burning chametz. Less than a kazayas, there's no mitzvah to burn the chametz. So when you burn the chametz, it's a kazayas, then you get a mitzvah burning chametz. So after you're done searching for the chametz, our custom is like this. Oh, what's the purpose of the feather, by the way? Purpose of the feather is as a brush. Yeah, that if you find chametz, you brush it up with the feather. And you put it on the spoon and then you put it into the bag. But the spoon is really useless. But our meaning is, interestingly, you put the 10 pieces of bread in a bag, together with the remaining of the candle, together with the feather, together with the spoon. But when you put the spoon in the bag, the handle of the spoon protrudes from the bag. That's our minig. The handle of the spoon protrudes from the bag. So you tie the bag, and you don't put plastic in the piece, in the chametz burning, you don't put aluminum foil. I mean, that's not a locha, that's brains. Okay? Plastic makes an awful gas in the air, which is not safe and it smells, and aluminum foil doesn't burn. I mean, it burns, it doesn't work well. So, you put the chametz in a bag, in a brown paper bag, not a plastic bag, a paper bag, and then you tie it, but the handle of the spoon protrudes from the bag. Why? I don't know, but that's what it says. That's what our meaning is. You have to put that away to make sure that the mouse doesn't come, two-legged or four-legged mouse, come and take it back, and then if it puts it again, you have to do B'dikas Chametz all over again. When you finish B'dikas Chametz that night, you do what's called Bittul Chametz. You do bittul chametz, not the real ultimate bittul chametz, nullification of the chametz is when you burn it, but there is a bittul chametz for chametz that we haven't seen and we don't know yet, and that you do bittul chametz. Why do we do bittul chametz then? So Gemara says, because that's when people are home at night and people won't forget because they just did bittul chametz, so they won't be, but the real bittul is Erev Pesach and after, in the morning. What?
If you say the bracha and you don't find any pieces of chametz, is that bracha?
No, the Alter Rebbe says clearly, says all pasuk. The Alter Rebbe also brings down the mitzvah to search. We mentioned it a few days ago.
Some people say the bracha.
No, only one person says the bracha. Everybody's eitzah from the person.
Do you have other
Now, if you have, let's say you have married kids in your house and they want to be able to do their own b'dikas chametz because in their house they didn't do because they sold it. And they're coming too, and they're going to be able to do B'dikas Chametz by you. So let's say they come Wednesday night or Thursday morning, you rent them a room in your house for $1. Yeah? So then it's their room. So then it's their obligation to do B'dikas Chametz. So then they do, in that room, 10 pieces of bread and the whole thing. Now, people that do bedikas chametz early, see, if you're leaving a few days before, and the night before you leave, we learned you have to do bedikas chametz in one room. I mentioned this in the past. I tell people, befeidish, not to put out the 10 pieces of bread. You should not put out the 10 pieces of bread if you do it a few nights early, and you're traveling somewhere. Why? I mentioned, just from experience, I know a number of cases. So what happened was, they took the 10 pieces of bread they put out, they put it into the suitcase to burn Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach got busy, they forgot all about it. In the middle of Pesach, they opened the suitcase, there's 10 pieces of bread.
So what do you do?
So then you have to burn it, but like... No, you just search for the chametz without putting out 10 pieces of bread. You're making bracha anyway. What?
I just checked every nook and cranny of my car yesterday. Night of the bedikas chametz, I gotta go and check it.
No, you didn't. If you did it already, you don't have to do it again. We learned in Shulchan Aruch it says you could do bedikas chametz in the whole house tonight, yeah, last night, three nights ago, as long as you leave one room to do bedikas chametz with a bracha the night of bedikas chametz. But if somebody wants to do, we learned if you make a kitchen Pesach 4 days before Pesach, yeah, you can't do bedikas chametz tomorrow night. I mean Thursday night in a room that you already cooked 4 days ago. It doesn't make sense, right? So you could do a lunch. Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to do bedikas chametz in the whole house.
But if you can't do it at night, like you're working in downtown.
If you can't do it at night, then some boss can say if you have enough light during the day and you could go search, you know. It's not the best. The best time is to do it at night because that's when the candles shine the best. Okay. Friday morning is like this. Number one, if you're firstborn, you have to fast. Or if you have a son who's a firstborn under bar mitzvah, you have to fast. So therefore, how do you get out of the fast? Sudas mitzvah, whether it's bris milah, pinyan aben, or the minig is you make a siyum on a masechta. But by the way, you have to keep in mind though, once you hear the siyum, the fast is over. But until the siyum, you're fasting. So you can't have a coffee in the morning. You can't have some cake in the morning. You can't eat anything before in the morning. You're allowed to wash your mouth. You're allowed to brush your teeth. You're allowed to do all that because it's a tiny siyachid. But you can't eat or drink anything until you listen to the siyum because that frees you from the fasting. Once you hear the siyum and you eat a little bit of food, so then the fast... Then the fast is over, and then you are, you're good to go.
You have to eat.
Huh?
You have to eat after
that. It says in Halacha you really should partake of the Sudas Mitzvah. In fact, the whole Shaila in Halacha, you have to have mezainis, you have to wash, and they poskim right, that realistically speaking, every shul's already Pesachdik. What are you gonna bring? A chametz stick of bread, a chametz stick of cookies, and chametz stick of things. You're gonna have to redo the whole shul. Okay, now, Pesach morning, I mean, every Pesach morning, this year's Friday morning, there's no Mizmor L'Seder. We say right after Baruch Shamar, there's no Mizmor L'Seder starting from Erev Pesach through the entire Pesach. Why don't we say Mizmor L'Seder Erev Pesach and for the duration of Pesach? So it's very simple. Halacha says the Korban Teidah that was brought, the Thanksgiving offering for people to Tei would have to bench Gaimo. So there were 12 Lach Me Teida. There are 12 breads that came with the Korban Teida, which were chametz. And the din is, you can't bring a korban if you're not allowed to eat it for the time the Torah allows you to eat it. So Korban Teida, you're allowed to eat L'yayim V'layla. So if somebody eats a korban Wednesday morning, they're allowed to eat the Korban Teida Wednesday, the whole day of Wednesday, and the whole Wednesday night. But if part of the carbon you can, that's why you don't say it Erev Yom Kippur too. Because you can't bring a carbon to the Erev Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur night you can't eat. So then you don't have the full time that the Torah allows you to eat the carbon taida. So because the carbon taida has bread, chametz, so therefore you can bring a carbon taida Erev Pesach because you don't have enough time to eat it for a day and a night. You can't eat chametz already early in the morning. And so for Erev Pesach and duration of Pesach, we don't say Mizmor L'Seder. What?
Bizman Bet HaMikdash Haya Kayam.
Again?
Bizman Bet HaMikdash.
I was there, yeah?
Are you Omrim Mizmor L'Toda?
When?
When during Bet HaMikdash?
When they had a base of Mikdash, they didn't say Mizmor L'Seder.
They used to say Mizmor L'Toda.
Second base of Mikdash, not the first. In the first, because the first Anshei Knesset Hagdela, which was in the beginning of the second, made the text of davening. In the first Beis Hamikdash, they didn't have the text of davening like we have today. Shmonesrei Damida was made by Anshei Knesset Hagdela. That was at the beginning of the second Beis Hamikdash. First Beis Hamikdash, they didn't have the Amida. They didn't have Shmonesrei. Huh? Ev Tisha B'Av is a machlekes in Poskim. The Pelder Samach Tzedek. So give me a loch in the but you need the tanks. Thank you. Okay, so after davening, you partake of the siyum. Okay, now this year in L.A., you're allowed to eat chametz Friday morning until 10:40. You're allowed to eat chametz until 10:40, which means by 10:40 you have to be finished eating chametz, brush your teeth, make sure there's no chametz left in your mouth, and that's it. You're allowed to benefit from chametz and sell chametz and nullify chametz and burn chametz until 11:46 in the morning. It's because they changed the clock, so everything is an hour later. So you have to finish eating chametz by 10:40. You can benefit from chametz until 11:46. So 11:46, by then the chametz is sold, you have to burn the chametz, you have to nullify the chametz, the proper nullification. And by the way, when somebody nullifies the chametz, when you nullify the chametz, you have to know what you're saying. So you're going to read in Aramaic, and the reason why bittul chametz is in Aramaic, because that was the language everybody understood in those days. But if you're going to read it in Aramaic, and you're not going to know what you're saying, you did not do bittul chametz. You have to know what you're saying. So you say it in English or any language that the person understands. But it's an interesting note. Why do we say v'libata v'leva hefke ka'afro da'ara? We say it should be free for all, like dirt of the ground. Why do we say dirt of the ground? We say they're like dirt. So it says in Halacha that gold is also called dirt. Gold dust, by the way. It's even in English. You have an expression. And they quote Psukim, and my Mardech Hazal, that gold is also called dirt. So when you nullify the chametz, you don't want to say it should be like dirt. You have in mind gold dirt. Because that you're not going to nullify. So you say ka'avra da'ara, that it should be. Okay. Next is like this. There's a Chabad custom. Again, it's a Chabad custom that we don't eat from Erev Pesach in the morning until Kedach, the sandwich at the second Seder. We don't eat any of the ingredients of the maror and the charesis. Not the whole Seder plate. I don't know where that got from. Maybe some people have such a minig. It's not the whole Seder plate. You can have eggs, and you can have meat, and you can have everything. What we don't eat is basically horseradish, romaine lettuce, because that's what we use for maror. And we don't eat apples, pears, and nuts. So we don't... Huh? No, matzah Erev Pesach is forbidden. Erev Pesach matzah is forbidden to eat. The Gemara says a very sharp expression. Whoever eats matzah Erev Pesach is like they were lived with their mother-in-law. Huh? Alright, but that's what the Gemara says. But anyway, so the bottom line is that you're not allowed to eat. That's a halacha that you're not allowed to eat. Some people have a minig, they don't eat matzah 2 weeks before Pesach. Chabad minig is from a month, from Purim already, we don't eat matzah. By the way, matzah doesn't mean chametz dika matzah. A minig of not eating matzah, many people make this mistake also. Not eating matzah is Pesach dika matzah. Not necessarily shmura matzah, but matzah which is chametz, you can eat all the way up until the time that you have to, huh? Can you eat matzah? You can eat chametz dika matzah. But after Zman Achilus Chametz, then you don't eat Agmatz either. Okay. I do realize it's late. Okay.